This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Is fake news the enemy of the people? There was a big hissy fit in the White House press room yesterday, led by Jim Acosta from CNN, badgering Sarah Sanders, the press secretary, to answer the question. He kept saying, is the press the enemy of the people? The president said, I said, is fake news the enemy of the people? I'm watching this thinking, well, duh. Anybody should be able to figure this out. Fake anything. Fraudulent anything. Something that's the opposite of the truth. Of course that's the enemy of the people. Isn't it? Now, if he says the press is the enemy of the people, that's a broader... You know, that's just basically saying I don't, you know, sort of broadly saying I don't like all of the people in the press. So maybe that, you know, I think it's a best practice to call somebody an enemy if you don't agree with it. Although I also sympathize with the president, even if he did say the press is the enemy of the people, that the vast majority of time how things are reported about what he's done are done in a hostile fashion. They're done as a, you know, an opponent. And any Republican president in my lifetime that I remember gets a very different set of treatment from the press than does a Democratic president. That's just black and white obvious. So enemy, not in the sense of, you know, an opposing army, but enemy in the sense of an opponent. Look, this radio show has opponents. Some would call them enemies. I don't refer to them as enemies, but, I mean, in other words, I'm behind the microphone with Todd every day to try and put on a program that attracts a larger audience than anybody else. That's just the competition. That's what we do. It's how we eat. Because if we do that well enough, businesses advertise, support the program, we live to fight another day. So, you know, is that an enemy? I think what it is this is like, what's the term I'm looking for when your kids are, when they play victim, like, oh, she got it, but I didn't, and I was supposed to, and they got it, and, you know, you're spoiling for a fight. That isn't exactly the word I'm looking for, but, you know, you're trying to find some reason to be mad. You're trying to play victim. That, to me, is what Jim Acosta is doing. That's just my quick take. I'd like yours, too, at 800-228-0550 today on What's On Your Mind. 800-228-0550. We have some fun planned for you on the program today. We're going to talk with a Thunderbird pilot. The Thunderbirds are performing at the Minot Air Show this weekend, and one of the pilots can actually call in. You're on the program. Matt Schlapp is going to be here. Matt is the chair of the American Conservative Union and CPAC, which is a great gathering of conservatives. He is keynoting a forum on energy and infrastructure in Bismarck on Monday at the North Dakota Heritage Center from 10 until 3. So we'll talk with him about some political happenings in North Dakota and also a little bit about that event that they have coming up. Kirsten Baszler will be here, North Dakota Superintendent of Public Instruction. North Dakota schools have a strong safety record, according to a new survey. We're going to talk a little bit about that. That's an issue we've talked about before as well. And it kind of goes away after things quiet down from the school shooting. You notice that? I don't like that. Texter says, what is the president and Sarah Sanders playing the victim? Todd, can you translate that for me? What is the president and Sarah Sanders playing the victim?
Hmm.
Maybe it was supposed to be what if?
Oh, okay.
I don't know. What if the president and Sarah Sanders are playing the victim? I guess if what you're saying is complaining about fake news, thereby saying fake news.
They have a place to play the victim. Holy cow, how many times have they been?
Don't complicate this. Just, you know, in this case, you obviously don't agree. That's fine. Just tell me you don't agree. I want to know, is the president over the top when he says fake news is the enemy of the people? Is that too strong? Is that too much? Another texter, I would say they are the enemy, especially when they say get in the face of your kids at school and harass them to go to their house and harass them.
Yeah, what's wrong with that picture?
Mm-hmm. Another texter, ask the Thunderbird pilot when they expect to upgrade to newer or different planes. The texter wants to get a better ride, I guess.
Hmm.
Kind of like the ones they have, but I'll certainly ask for sure. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. One other thing that I want to do today on the program is play a few moments of the ceremony called the Honorable Kerry Ceremony by Vice President Pence in Hawaii, welcoming home the remains of our soldiers from Korea and the Korean War. Interestingly enough, this got very short shrift on many news outlets. Somebody's actually tallied this up. And how few people covered this. And it is really bad. It's bad. 55 heroic U.S. servicemen returning to U.S. soil. Fox News covered it, but all the other networks did not, and we didn't give it as much attention as we should have either. So we'll make it good today and share that with you on the program. Later today, I'll be in New Salem with Todd. What are we doing, Todd? Todd said, come on out. You're going to have a great time.
Yeah.
In beautiful New Salem.
Well, you know, the Morgan County Fair is going to be going on. We'll be at Roots I-94 Mobile as we camp out and get snacks all stocked up for the weekend and stuff, and bring folks a slice of the Morgan County Fair and much more. I've got wristbands and stuff we'll give away, so should be fun. 3 till 5 Central.
Should be a grand old time. We're going to have a good time. So we'll be out there in New Salem. Stop by and see us. Texter says, remember how Reagan treated the media? They raised their hand or got the boot. These new news children have no manners. They are the enemy when they make up stories and report them as news, then fail to report actual news. That is the danger. I don't disagree that there is a danger in how they do what they do. They don't do it fairly. And you're right, Reagan required some decorum. Now they just shout and holler. And Joel says, y'all please lay off Jim Acosta on Facebook here. He says, it's time. It's his time. Have no fear, though, as he's taking his might all now. He'll be a better person soon as the cramps go away. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Let's see Chris in the Bakken. What's on your mind? Go ahead.
Hey, happy Friday to you, brother.
Same to you.
Thank you. Hey, if you think about what the media is constantly has for the last 40 years stood for, they have helped carry the cry of getting God out of everything, including where, you know, God belongs, you know. They've carried the cry of destroying the traditional definitions that we have in society of marriage and of family and of nuclear family. They have heralded all of the craziness that's entered the education system to get it away from basic education in science, arithmetic, history, and, you know, the various studies of the ideas of mankind. And they've really literally aided in the weakening of the fabric of America. And yesterday, what brought this comment on is they didn't even show the return of the remains of the Americans in Hawaii except for Fox News. because that would have been a positive to a Trump who is trying to get America back to certain ideals.
That's a very good point. I mean, how do they ignore that, and what is the reasoning behind it? It isn't just like, hey, we're busy here. They say the same stuff 50 times a day. Yeah, it's Donald Trump accomplishing what he said he was going to do in that summit with Kim Jong-un. You're absolutely right. Good point.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you think about it from the perspective of they don't want to be held accountable. You catch a child doing something wrong, and they protest. You know, methinks thou dost protest too much. They're protesting and complaining because the American people are saying, you guys are out of line. And they are out of line. They're out of sync, out of line, out of touch. And they have left reporting and reportage, and they have entered the role of advocacy. And that which they advocate is much closer to Marx and Lenin than it is to the Mayflower and Jefferson and Washington and the Patriots who laid their lives down all over this country and all over the world to establish.
Chris, I appreciate your call. Thanks a ton. Some well-thought-out remarks there. We appreciate you. 800-228-0550. And what's on your mind? Don't go away.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going to feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that runner's high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins. And I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. That's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you. ACE promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake too.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area, or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers, all for free, go to AngiesList.com today.
Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week, 'cause that's the night that my sweetie and I used to dance cheek.
What's
to
on
cheek.
Your mind is brought to you in part by our friends in Watford City. And you know what? A week from today, we're going to be in Watford City for Rib Fest. Are you going to be there? A lot going on there. My gosh. I see Greg Tavine has a little gathering with entrepreneurs. That's going to be nice. And, of course, Ribfest itself is something you just don't want to miss. They just do it up really well there. 15th annual this year. And they have the big VIP tent. That's a big deal. They're bringing it back. Great concert on Main Street with Cody Charles Band, Craig Morgan. Party After Dark with Waylon. And, of course, the main event. What do you think the main event is at Ribfest in Watford City, Todd? Best of the West Ribfest. The ribs, of course. Of course, the ribs. So that'll be fun. If you want to make a weekend of it, a lot of great places to stay. Wonderful accommodations in Watford City. North unit of the Teddy Roosevelt Park is there. The community is booming. There's a lot going on. Stop at any of the hotels and ask about the Best of the West rate. Get you 10% off the already low rate. Special rate just for our listeners. Isn't that nice? That's nice. Exactly right. Okay. Let's see here. So, Carolyn, hang on. I'm going to chat first with the Thunderbird pilot. He's a busy guy, get prepping for the show. And Nate Hoffman is a Thunderbird pilot performing at the Minot Air Show this weekend, tomorrow only. And it's, by the way, free of charge, no charge. So take this one in. Should be a lot of fun. Nate, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Scott. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
How long have you been a Thunderbird pilot?
Well, this is my second year on the team. But I've been flying F-16s for about 8 years now.
And so when you started flying this, do you always aspire to want to be a part of the Thunderbird team? Is that something that you put your name in for right away?
Scott, well, I can tell you, no, not entirely. So I joined the Air Force wanting to fly fighters, wanting to take our U.S. Weapon systems into combat and, do the U.S.'s bidding out overseas. And so really the Thunderbirds was kind of an afterthought. I joined to, use my skills in defense of our country, which goes for all eight of the pilots that are on the team. We're all highly experienced fighter pilots, and we have just, as we've developed, as pilots have really come to know and understand a little bit more about the Thunderbird mission, really want to take part in what we do, and that is representing the 660,000 active duty Guard and Reserve airmen that are here in the States and deployed in support of contingency operations across the globe.
Does it ever feel like work? It seems like it would be a whole lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. It has a lot of benefits. It's incredibly rewarding to see young people excited about aviation, excited about their Air Force. But it is work. It is, it takes a lot of effort, a lot of practice, a lot of, blood, sweat, and tears. And, we want to, number one, represent our Air Force in the right way, but also put on an excellent show, that is unparalleled, to anything that people may get to see on a daily basis.
What's your favorite part of the show? What do you think fans should watch for at the Minot Air Show this weekend?
Well, so the Northern Neighbors Air Space Expo, they're going to see a display of a variety of different aircraft. I would say, so gates open at 9. I'd say get there early because you're going to see a cross section of all types of aviation. And so whether you are an aviation lover, just like being outside, it's a great opportunity just to see what's out there, see Minot Air Force Base. They're opening the gates again there at 9 a.m. And they're going to have, we're the last flyers of the day, but a lot of old warbirds, civilian acts, everything. So, but as far as the most exciting part of the Thunderbird Air Show, in my opinion, so I'm the right wing pilot. I fly in the four jets that are together, called the Diamond. And so I'm looking left at the boss the whole show. But when we get to go up in the vertical and split the four different directions, I get to look out the front of my cockpit the first time during the show and really take in the beauty of the surrounding area. So that's honestly my favorite part.
That is pretty amazing. I imagine you can see up to Metagoshi and beyond there, probably up to the north there. You got a lot of...
Yeah, you get, as long as the clouds and visibility allow, you can see quite a ways, and it's breathtaking.
A listener wanted to know when you expect upgraded newer or different planes like the F-35.
That's a great question. So the F-35 and the F-22, we in the Air Force call fifth generation platforms. They're our best, most capable systems that we have out there. And honestly, at this time, they're not the best fit for a demo airplane. The Air Force is investing a lot of money in upgrading the airframe and capabilities of the F-16. So I think the F-16 is the jet that we fly for the near future, and I'm excited about that and happy to continue flying the F-16 for the rest of this year.
Fantastic. Well, it's as you mentioned, they open at 9 a.m. That's when the gates go, and it is the Northern Neighbors Day Air Show, also called Air and Space Show, at the Minot Air Force Base. So there is obviously one thing they want to remind folks is that increased security, obviously, on the base. So only purses, diaper bags, camera bags, strollers, and pop-up chairs will be allowed into the air show area. So personal items should be left not be left unattended at any time. Those are things that you need to keep in mind. So take it in, have fun, and Nate, be safe. Thanks for serving the great country of the United States. We appreciate you.
Hey, thank you, Scott. I really appreciate you as well. We're excited to perform here in Minot and hoping for good weather the rest of the weekend.
Sounds fantastic. Nate Hoffman there. And by the way, the gates open at 9. Performances begin at noon. Inbound gates close at 3:30 in Minot. There's a lot going on up there. A lot. B-2, B-25, B-52, T-33. Camp Peach is there. The Thunderbirds, obviously. Static displays, the A-10. The B-1B, the C-21, I mean, I go on and on and on, F-16, F-22, KC-135, got a lot of iron up there for you to see. Carolyn in Twin Valley, Minnesota, what's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. Say, last week I was trying to figure out in the Minnesota governor's primary race between Pawlenty and Jeff Johnson, and I couldn't find anything about Pawlenty's stand on the Second Amendment. I scrolled through and scrolled through and scrolled through his website over, you know, and a lot of comments or whatever. There was nothing on there. I did confirm that his statement about President Trump not being fit for president is on his website. So anyway, having not been able to find anything on his Second Amendment, I went to MinnesotaGunRights.org to see what they had, because they're usually in the lobbying in the Minnesota legislature. And here's what he says. Right off the top, I'll tell you that Jeff Johnson filled out our survey 100% pro-gun, and he also filled out the leadership pledge 100%. He's been very vocal in his defense of the Second Amendment. On the other hand, Tim Pawlenty has refused to fill out the survey, won't talk with us, and will not put on paper where he stands on these issues. So I thought that kind of tells you who I want to vote for, because Pawlenty is not being up front.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there, but those are worthy questions. Jeff Johnson and Tim Pawlenty have been regular guests of ours throughout this whole primary. I'll see if I can get you an answer on that. I mean, that primary vote is coming up very soon. I don't remember any Second Amendment problems with Tim Pawlenty as governor, so that confuses me why he wouldn't fill out the form. But we need to ask. Carolyn, I appreciate the call.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India State Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm plan in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. economy keeps adding jobs, just not as many as the pace appears to have slowed down last month.
The Labor Department's jobs report for July says 157,000 jobs were created, fewer than the 190,000 analysts had predicted, and well short of the 248,000 jobs created in June. Still, July is the 94th consecutive month the economy's added jobs. President Trump was touting the U.S. economy and jobs at a rally in Pennsylvania last night.
Our economy is soaring, our jobs are booming, factories are pouring back into our country, they're coming from all over the world.
Evacuations ordered in Lynchburg, Virginia, where a dam's in danger of failing, and officials say it would leave Lynchburg under 7 feet of water in a matter of minutes. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Put your dreams away for another day.
Well, Frank Sinatra slipped in on us on a Frank Friday there, I guess. Todd, did you do that? Trying to get me to snicker, or what are you up to there? 28 before the top of the hour.
You know who's in charge of the music, and it's not me.
What's on your mind?
Good grief.
Well, you still
throw me
Frank
under
Friday.
The bus.
We used to have Frank Friday around here, but we wanted Peppy Frank Friday and somebody that's currently on vacation. Yeah, there's Peppy. It's not Frank Sinatra, but it is Peppy. There you go.
Very nice.
Yeah, beautiful. Wonderful. I want to talk about being alive at 25. One thing we care a great deal about in this program is you. Yes, you. And we have a great partnership with the North Dakota Safety Council and Workforce Safety Insurance to tell you about our safety training spotlight, where we zoom in on things that are happening that can help you be alive, stay safe. There are four alive at 25 discounted courses coming up. They're all different prices, you save up to $45. Very soon in Minot. Days away in Minot. August 5th. Okay? So let's get Minot filled up. Two courses in Grand Forks, August 9th and 16th. In Fargo, August 12th. Okay? The Alive at 25 course teaches your teen how to make safe, respectful, and legal driving decisions. Half of all teens will be in a car crash before they graduate from high school. Think about that. So don't blow this off. Don't think, they don't need it. They're fine. It complements driver education. That's about laws and vehicle handling. This is on behavior, judgment, giving them tools for making positive choices. And the course qualifies for an insurance discount and a point reduction. So do this before school starts. Perfect time. Up to $45 off the $55 registration fee. I kid you not, plus an insurance discount. Online, register for any of these. Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, ndsc.org. ndsc.org. All right. While we're waiting for Matt Schlapp to join us, let me play a clip from Vice President Pence in his remarks at the Honorable Kerry ceremony this week, where the repatriation ceremony in Hawaii was held. And he received the remains of American soldiers killed in the Korean War. And right now he's talking about them specifically. Listen.
For as the Bible says, no greater love has a man than this, that he should lay down his life for his friends. And as these heroes are laid to rest, so we pray they will rest in peace. To the families of our fallen, here and looking on, know that our hearts are with you today. We share your hope that someday soon your loved one's precious remains will be restored to your tender care. And we pledge to you, we will never stop striving until every hero lost in the Korean War is home. To the veterans of our Korean War, brothers and sisters in arms, thank you for your service. We hope that in this ceremony, in this promise kept, you see once more the deep gratitude that every American feels for your service, and that you leave with the absolute assurance that the Korean War is forgotten no more.
Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence, very heartfelt comments. He's very good. And I think just connecting with an audience, whether they're watching on television or seeing it in person, and that event got very poor coverage in the mainstream media. And you wonder why Donald Trump says fake news is the enemy of the people. Because that's just a blatant disregard of, no, we're not going to go there. Never mind that Korean War stuff in Hawaii. You know, we got, Donald Trump will get credit for it. Let's go to Paul Manafort trial. Unbelievable. All right, Matt Schlapp is here, and we're proud to have him in North Dakota next week. He is, of course, chair of the American Conservative Union and CPAC. You see him on Fox News Channel. He'll be in Bismarck on Monday, and along with Secretary Elaine Chao, Governor Doug Burgum, Senator John Hoeven, Congressman Kevin Cramer, talking energy and infrastructure. Matt, how are you doing?
Great to be with you again, Scott.
You as well, sir, and we appreciate you taking a little time to join us on the program. Saw the recent event you did with Congressman Kevin Cramer endorsing him. Obviously, that's a powerful endorsement from a great group of conservatives. So let's start there. What do you think of Congressman Cramer's performance to date, number one, and number two, chances in this Senate race?
Yeah, well, I've known Kevin Cramer for a long time, as the voters of North Dakota have as well. And he's the same guy today as he was when I met him a decade ago. And he's a fabulous representative for the state in Congress, because I'm a Midwesterner. I come from a square state that's not quite as cold. I come from Kansas. But what I love about the folks that are in quote unquote flyover country, which I consider a compliment, by the way, is that they just have common sense to them. And that's what Kevin has. You know, Kevin is just a person who looks at a situation, sees what the impact is on the state, compares it to what the Constitution guides Congress to do, and comes up almost always with just like the right solution. And from my point of view, that is all too infrequent in Congress, and we need a lot more of that in the Senate, and that's why we were proud to endorse Kevin Cramer. Now, our event on Monday is not going to focus on the Senate race. The event on Monday is a C4 and C3 event to focus on the policy issues facing the state, which, I think everybody wants to see that North Dakota economy keep growing.
Yeah, no kidding. Do they ever? No question about that. I want to ask you a little bit about that guy. There's quite a group of folks that will be around that table tackling some of the issues. And by the way, it's at the North Dakota Heritage Center from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. But back to with your political pundit hat on for a moment. How is this race playing in D.C.? How close are people paying attention to the Cramer-Heitkamp race a potential flip?
We had this little kerfluffle with the Coke Industries donor group coming out and saying they were going to not support Kevin Cramer, which is kind of, I used to work for them. They're good people, but, I think there's a lot of corporations that are just making deals with Democrats because they feel like the Democrats might flip the House of Representatives or might flip the Senate. I think that is being a bad friend. And I also think that that is one of the reasons why our country gets into such a bad situation like it is now, because we need corporate leaders who will stand up for the philosophy of a limited government and lower taxes and eliminating Obamacare. Those are the types of corporate leaders we really need to stand up. Too many times corporate leaders just go with the wind. If the Democrats are in charge, they're with the Democrats. If the Republicans are in charge, they're with the Republicans. And that's what's gotten us into the fix that we're in. And so I'm glad that the grassroots conservatives around the country are going to stand with Kevin. They're going to stand with these great candidates across the country. You know, literally, if we lose a couple seats in the Senate, basically one seat, you know, we won't get to fill any more Supreme Court vacancies. And by the way, I think we're going to get two more. So if you care about the Supreme Court, and that's the only issue you care about, is you've watched the Supreme Court over the last 60 years lurch hard to the left and basically act in an unconstitutional fashion, that issue alone ought to get you to get up there and pull the lever for great candidates like Kevin Cramer. And I talked to Kevin about the Supreme Court, and he sees the importance of making sure that Donald Trump gets his picks and that Donald Trump picks from the list that he told us he would pick from, which I know he's going to do. So that issue alone is awfully important. But if you look at the other issues that we face, you know, Donald Trump would love to cut taxes each and every year. And you know, in North Dakota, the impact that's going to have, because you have so many people making investments. You have so many people making investments in the ability to pull the resources out of the land in the responsible way or to grow crops to feed the world. So these are pretty important issues that are at stake. I've never seen the swamp in such a pitched battle like it is these days. And I know what side I'm on, and I bet I'm on the side with most voters in North Dakota.
Yeah, you sure are. No doubt about that. By the way, some folks are opining that Congressman Cramer was sort of caught in a crossfire between the president and AARP, not AARP, but the Koch brothers and the AFP. I mean, do you think that was less about Congressman Cramer and more about President Trump?
Could very well be. Could very well be. But how do you say that you're free market and oppose Donald Trump? I just don't get it. Now, you can disagree with what he wants to do on trade, but his goal on trade is to get rid of tariffs. The goal on trade is to get the other guy, the other country, to reduce their tariffs. How the hell are they ever going to reduce those tariffs if they know America will always look the other way when they raise their tariffs or when they engage in currency manipulation or when they engage in trade barriers that are non-tariff related? There's about five different ways that our enemies in trade, and not really our enemies, they're just our adversaries, economic adversaries. Well, there's about five different ways that they use their power to try to make the playing field uneven. And that is something that Donald Trump's not going to tolerate. So there's not a free market person out there in the country who doesn't understand at the end of the day, the only way you're going to get tariffs to go down in other countries, and the only way we're going to fight China is to show them we're serious about the tools we have. The goal is to use them temporarily, kind of like you do with a naughty child. You put the naughty child in timeout temporarily because you never want to put him in timeout again, and you never want to see that child do something that could actually be destructive. So the goal is not to have a trade war, except maybe with China, where we really do have to kind of reestablish what the setup is. But the goal is to actually have no trade barriers at all.
About a minute left. I want to find out about your event on Monday, Energy and Infrastructure. And you mentioned an event to sort of get to the best policy. What are you hoping to accomplish?
Well, first of all, let me tell everyone to go to conservative.org and get their tickets. Our events are free to the public. Our goal is to have a more educated citizenry and voters. So, and what we're doing is listening to the leadership in North Dakota, whether it's your great governor, Senator Hoeven, Kevin Cramer, about the issues that matter to people in North Dakota. And it seems like infrastructure is a big issue, energy is a big issue, and of course, all these things that have a big impact on economic growth. So we're honored to have the Secretary of Transportation, Elaine Chao, grace our stage to talk to conservatives in North Dakota about what she's doing to keep the economy going and to make sure that we spend our infrastructure dollars in the right way. We're really proud that your governor is going to join us. We're proud that your Republican senator is going to join us. We would have been delighted to have your Democrat senator join us as well, but I think she's otherwise occupied. And, of course, Kevin will be there as well, and I'll be there, and we'll have others as well.
look forward to it. I have a link up on our Facebook page, too, if you can't find it at conservative.org as well. Matt Schlapp, see you Monday. Thanks for coming to North Dakota.
Looking forward to it. Thanks for having me on.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
On the weekend? Hope to. Some yes, some no, right? Depends on the profession. Well, MyPillow, wherever your weekend is, whenever you are able to rob a few winks, you want a pillow that does not interfere with your sleep, does not wake you up in tossing and turning. Oh, it's hot. Switch out pillows. And I got a kink in my neck. I don't like this. All of these things are a thing of the past for yours truly because of MyPillow. Now, it's a great pillow. It's a great product. All right. In a moment, I'll tell you about some of the deals. But I have to tell you this. When I spend hard-earned money, think long and hard about who I'm spending it with. And this is the kind of person I want to spend money with. Mike Lindell. And, you know, that Lindell Foundation and the work they do, his own personal story about being in the throes of addiction and, life over and coming back from all of that and to be the positive force he is right now, it's pretty amazing. It really is. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, gets you all the best deals, or call 800-506-9028. They got to buy one, get one deal right now, but up to 50% off everything. 800-506-9028. Our telephone number, if you'd like to chat with Todd or I, is 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. Eric in Minot is no longer on my board there. I don't know what's going on. Eric in Minot was next. We'll see if he needs to reconnect there. Sorry, Eric, if that was me. I'm not sure what happened. We have asked a question earlier today, and appreciate your answer at 258-0550. Or text us, for me, 367-2054, for Todd, 226-8503. Simple question. Jim Acosta and the angry media is having a temper tantrum. They are on the floor kicking and screaming and hollering, just like the child of that person you feel so bad for at the supermarket. Why are they doing that? Well, Donald Trump said the following, quote, "Fake news is the enemy of the people," unquote. Jim Acosta is in meltdown over this, had a big sparring match with Sarah Sanders yesterday over it. In case you missed it, let me do you a service and play a little bit of that exchange.
I think it would be a good thing if you were to say right here at this briefing that the press, the people who are gathered in this room right now, doing their jobs every day, asking questions of officials like the ones you brought forward earlier, are not the enemy of the people. I think we deserve that.
I think the president has made his position known. I also think it's ironic. I'm trying to answer your question.
Okay.
I politely waited, and I even called on you despite the fact that you interrupted me while calling on your colleague.
Well,
I said it's ironic.
Which is why
Oh, my gosh. This guy's insufferable.
If you would not mind letting me have a follow-up, that would be fine. But
it's ironic, Jim, that not only you and the media attack the president for his rhetoric when they frequently lower the level of conversation in this country. Repeatedly, the media resorts to personal attacks without any content other than to incite anger. The media has attacked me personally on a number of occasions, including your own network, said I should be harassed as a life sentence, that I should be choked. ICE officials are not welcomed in their place of worship, and personal information is shared on the Internet. When I was hosted by the Correspondents Association, of which almost all of you are members of, you brought a comedian up to attack my appearance and call me a traitor to my own gender. In fact, as I know, I'm the first press secretary in the history of the United States that's required Secret Service protection. The media continues to ratchet up the verbal assault against the president and everyone in this administration, and certainly we have a role to play, but the media has a role to play for the discourse in this country as well.
Now, who's the victim here, would you say, folks, after listening to that? And that guy cannot stop interrupting. It's unbelievable. Chris says Jim Acosta is a sanctimonious, pedantic, don't know what that is, self-righteous word I can't say. I'm glad she answered him the way she did. Tony Bender says, who needs a First Amendment? See, isn't that something? A First Amendment is Donald Trump saying fake news, lies, are the enemy of the people. There you go. Eric in Minot, what's on your mind?
Hey, I'll call him in to remind everybody they can contact Kevin Cramer's campaign committee, get some 4-foot by 8-foot campaign posters coming. I got mine on the way. I'm excited to get them put up in the yard. Everybody needs to understand how important this election is, and every vote is definitely going to count in this one. Do you remember what the Heidi Heitkamp margin was on the last one? It was like 1%, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was 3,000 votes and some change.
Yeah.
3 or 4, I forget. But it was a very, very slim margin, less than she received in, one particular county that, caused everybody to have their eyebrows raised a little bit. But, you know, the bottom line, it was extremely close, and you're exactly right. I mean, that can make a huge difference. So,
and something that the Republicans, you know, that are in office and hoping to run for office could think about. This might not seem like a big deal to a lot of people. I work for the railroad. I'm a, you know, union member. A lot of people in the union obviously don't vote Republican like I do, but I wouldn't be able to sleep at night if I voted for a Democrat. That's besides the point here. I think the Republicans and the unions need to work together, get on the same page. They both have the same ultimate goal, get a job done, and the Republican Party would have nothing to lose by embracing the unions. The Democrats left them behind years ago, so the Republicans just take them on board and work with them. And I think...
Trump is doing a lot of that, Eric. Good points. Appreciate the call. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Scott Hannon here with a reading recommendation. The book Open Secrets of Success should be on your nightstand. The Gary Thileson story is a roadmap to how to go from Daisy, North Dakota, to being a billionaire and one of the country's greatest hotel developers, the biggest. What an incredible story it is. I've met Gary. I've interviewed him many times. I really enjoy this book because there's so many things here, not all ups, but downs, and how you react to them and what you do and how you take life lessons very young. Lessons from your parents, lessons from your neighbors, and turn them into a roadmap on how you build a business. And Gary has built some great ones, including an incredible ESOP that made a lot of folks very, very wealthy for their work. The book is called Open Secrets of Success, the Gary Thileson story, written by Patrick McCloskey from the University of Mary Press. Buy it wherever you buy books. Get it online. Just get the book, read it, and pick up some great lessons on Open Secrets of Success from Gary Thileson. You'll enjoy it.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.